I went up on the street. I wanted to buy something at the Cova to take to Catherine. Inside, at the Cova, I bought a box of chocolate, and while the girl wrapped it up, I walked over to the bar. There were a couple of British and some aviators. I had a martini alone, paid for it, picked up the box of chocolate at the outside counter, and walked on home toward the hospital. Outside the little bar up the street from the Scala, there were some people I knew, a vice consul, two fellows who studied singing, and Ettore Moretti, an Italian from San Francisco who was in the Italian army. I had a drink with them. One of the singers was named Ralph Simmons, and he was singing under the name of Enrico Del Credo. I never knew how well he could sing, but he was always on the point of something very big happening. He was fat and looked shopworn around the nose and mouth, as though he had hay fever. He had come back from singing in Piacenza. He had sung Tosca, and it had been wonderful. "Of course, you've never heard me sing," he said. "When will you sing here?" "I'll be at the Scala in the fall." "I'll bet they throw the benches at you," Ettore said. "Did you hear how they threw the benches at him in Modena?" "It's a damned lie." "They threw the benches at him," Ettore said. "I was there. I threw 6 benches myself." "You're just a wop from Frisco." "He can't pronounce Italian," Ettore said. "Everywhere he goes, they throw the benches at him." "Piacenza's the toughest house to sing in the north of Italy," the other tenor said. "Believe me, that's a tough little house to sing." This tenor's name was Edgar Saunders, and he sang under the name of Eduardo Giovanni. "I'd like to be there to see them throw the benches at you," Ettore said. "You can't sing Italian." "He's a nut," said Edgar Saunders. "All he knows how to say is throw benches." "That's all they know how to do when you two sing," Ettore said. "Then when you go to America, you'll tell about your triumphs at the Scala. They wouldn't let you get by the first note at the Scala." "I'll sing at the Scala," Simmons said. "I'm going to sing Tosca in October." "We'll go, won't we, Mac?" Ettore said to the vice consul. "They'll need somebody to protect them." "Maybe the American army will be there to protect them," the vice consul said. "Do you want another drink, Simmons? You want a drink, Saunders?" "All right," said Saunders. "I hear you're going to get the silver medal," Ettore said to me. "What kind of citation are you going to get?" "I don't know. I don't know I'm going to get it." "You're going to get it. Oh, boy, the girls at the Cova will think you're fine then. They'll all think you killed 200 Austrians or captured a whole trench by yourself, believe me. I gotta work for my decorations." "How many have you got, Ettore?" asked the vice consul. "He's got everything," Simmons said. "He's the boy they've been running the war for." "I've got the bronze twice and 3 silver medals," said Ettore. "But the papers on only one have come through." "What's the matter with the others?" asked Simmons. "The action wasn't successful," said Ettore. "When the action isn't successful, they hold up all the medals." "How many times have you been wounded, Ettore?" 3 times bad. I got 3 wound stripes, see?" He pulled his sleeve around. The stripes were parallel silver lines on a black background sewed to the cloth of the sleeve about 8 inches below the shoulder. "You got one too," Ettore said to me. "Believe me, they're fine to have. I'd rather have them than the medals. Believe me, boy. When you get 3, you got something. You only get 1 for a wound that puts you 3 months in the hospital."